Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models. I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with comedians Brandi Howard, Julie Goldman, and Shane Douglas. Comedian Shane Douglas, good morning.
Hey.
How are you, ladies?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. We were just talking about, which I didn't know existed, you would like to go to a cat show.
Dying to go to a cat show. I want to go to the cat show where they do the thing and they put Ooh La La and all the other cats on the runway and we see the cats.
She's talking about like a cat competition, you know, than a cat convention.
Yeah, see, I'm more interested in a kitty convention.
I would love a kitty convention.
Yeah, where we could like, you know, see kitties, touch them.
Yes. Yes. I want that too.
Right, pet them, play with them.
I do want you to know that I did have to just, because I had to Google cats and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what came up?
What?
A new film called Cat Daddies.
Tell us about it. Is the trailer for Cat Daddy? Yeah,
apparently,
why didn't they ask me to?
I don't know, but it should. It's like a hot
cameo.
Dude with a cat on him.
Wow.
Check it out.
No, you have one cat, Julie.
I have one cat, a big flame point Himalayan.
Beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous, incredible God, cat that Brandi found.
Because of Monkey.
Because of Monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Monkey was a blue point Himalayan. So you are thinking about a second cat.
I have to admit.
When isn't she? She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
It's always running in her head. Another cat.
I mean, I'm thinking like a hamster would be good or a guinea pig. That's fun. I will literally, if I had the money, it would be bad. It would be bad.
She has a bird, like a bird, like little house that attaches to the window for the cat to look at, and a mouse got in it. And I had to say to her, you can't bring that mouse inside. You understand, you can't feed the mouse. Please don't bring the mouse inside. And she's like, okay, I won't. And I was like, don't. It goes there every day. And I'm like, leave the mouse alone.
There's a mouse in the cage.
It might be a rat. But I think that...
it's in the birdhouse.
It comes at around 9
of
to 10.
Mice and men.
It eats the bird food.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's so cute. And I have to admit, I will pop out gently and just be like, it's fine. Hi.
Hi. It's just me. So, we're all just living here. I'm not going to hurt you.
To the rat.
Yeah. I have also I have also worked it so that I could get a squirrel to sit on me and eat nuts in the last place I lived.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got the squirrel to sit on your lap? No, have all kinds of diseases and things like that.
We had a full nut salad. We named it Lunchy. It would crawl on her. I would film it. I kept my distance, but I liked it to go on her and like almost bite her and stuff.
Wait, so the squirrel would sit on your lap?
Yeah.
And you would feed it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you're thinking about another cat. You just have to stop at two. That's what I realized.
Right. Because you don't think about getting more?
I think about it all the time, but I can't. I can't get more than two cats.
Did you grow up with cats?
I did.
Okay.
So that's... Everything. I grew up with all kinds of animals. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Not rats.
Squirrels?
Well, I did have a hamster, excuse me, that my father threw into the woods, and I've never forgiven him for it. And
that's
I think
like Krista. She let Alice's hamster out, remember, in the rain.
And that's why Julie has issues.
Right.
Oh, I will save. And the only thing I will not handle is a bug. Everything else.
I'm not into spiders.
To me, that's like I'll kill
them,
but family.
Whatever. I don't. I'm not one that like puts them in the Kleenex and takes them outside. I immediately kill it.
Yeah,
and I make sure it's dead. I squeeze it. Yeah. So hard to make sure it's dead.
Yeah, I go. You did. You spider. I don't want any bugs in the house. A spider
I don't
included.
I don't
it's
either.
Gonna bite you. You're gonna eat it. Something we don't want. We don't. I can't.
Okay, well, I did want to, I think you might have heard, there was some sad news that Monroe had lost her fish over the weekend, coral. However, I called Scott, a fish guy, and I said, look, I need some help. I want to put multiple fish in there. Mm. So he's mentioned maybe guppies. So Ooh. I said, well, okay, well, I'm interested in getting, then I guess, guppies. Within 1 hour, Scott was sending me videos from a fish store. Within 1 hour after the phone call. So he just was probably waiting there with his keys to go to the fucking pet store. So he sent me all kinds of videos. I'm like, I don't know what kind to get, whatever. How many can I get? Well, because of the size of the fish and the length of the fish, and it's basically what they're recommending is, you know, you can get a fish for every gallon. It's a 5 gallon aquarium, so I'll get 5 fish. I'm like, okay. So then he comes back. He's so into this.
Wow, he went and came in hot with the 5.
Yeah. So five he guppies. Got 5. We're calling them bubble guppies because that is one of Monroe's favorite shows on Nick Jr. Do we have the...
Guppies, bubble,
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 guppy, guppy, guppy.
Bubble,
bubble, bubble, guppy. Bubble Guppy.
God, it's good.
It's one of Shane's favorite shows,
what
too.
What happens
it
on
is.
Bubble Guppy?
We
guppies.
Love it. It's a real cute show.
It's so cute. They learn, they talk, they eat lunch every day.
Yeah.
That's right. Ooh, they I talk about that. What they eat.
So he came over with a bag of guppies. I'm like, oh, those are really... And that what I like about these is that I really think that Coral had a terminal illness because Coral never really was very active. She would just lie down on the rocks.
What?
And everyone always thought she was dead.
On the racks?
The rocks.
Like,
yeah.
Was she grilling her? Yeah, okay.
So we were very excited because these fish actually swim.
Yeah, very
and they,
lively.
And they're really lively. Yeah. But I said, wow, those are really pretty guppies. They're not guppies. They're zebra danios.
Ooh.
They're more resilient than guppies. They originate from South Asia. They're freshwater fish. Okay. So apparently now we have, which I looked up, I'm like, you mean zebra fish? They're zebra danios. I'm like, okay, well, we're just going to call them zebrafish. And I named them.
Okay.
Okay, so I think they're boys. I assume they're boys.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I picked up Monroe from school yesterday, and I said, very exciting news. We got 5 new bubble guppies, and then we have to sing bubble guppies. And then she's like, what are we going to name them? I said, Daddy has named them already. There are 5 boys. I've named them after all of the, well, so far, men that have not called Shane back after either they've kissed him at a bar or they've gone on a date with him or they just flat out had sex with him. So
is that what you told Monroe?
So I've named them James, Aaron, Jamie, Jacob, and then, of course, Andrew.
Mm.
So
that
we have
things.
James, Aaron, Jamie, Jacob, and Andrew.
Let's not be surprised if Andrew's like somehow missing one day. She's going to walk in and be like, where's Andrew? And Shane's going to be like, that was delicious.
Now, James, which ones are the ones you hooked up with at High Tops?
James was the one for my birthday who I gave the tequila shot to and who kissed me.
Okay. Which one was Aaron?
Same with Aaron. Aaron was also High Tops.
Okay, Jamie?
High Tops.
Jacob?
That was Lee Stahishan.
Oh, nice. And Richland.
Washington, yes.
And then we know Andrew.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get like a little, because is she going to decorate the tank? We could get a little High Tops bar and put it in there.
Yeah.
That would be amazing because we've renovated the aquarium once already. And so what we do is we just get rid of all the rocks, all the little, like right now there's like a shell house of some kind.
Yeah. It's not. It's
we
fine.
Need to redo it. We need to remodel. So I think we should.
I mean, per your branding, it wouldn't be
totally.
Jeff Lewis if you weren't remodeling the fish tank.
It's been a year. It's
we need some grays and taupes and some black accents.
It's some wallpaper.
But yes, I think I already mentioned that to Scott that we should
revamp.
Oh, and by the way, you shouldn't be doing colored rocks. I'm like, why?
It's not natural.
It's not natural. And what happens is the rocks bleed and it's bad for the fish. Okay, I'll take my chances.
Okay.
She likes the pink
I'm
rocks.
Gonna take my chances. I like the color in the aquarium.
Sorry if anything toxic leaches out into the fishes. That's not what we
I mean, if
for.
You and Scott, like, I'm just imagining 15 years from now, you're stuck with like some old, huge, you know, like people that love fish, they end up with the huge koi fish. Yep. It's all
Oh, it's worse than that.
I mean, is he gonna have like some giant, like smelly
worse. He brought it up before, like a year ago. And now that we're in a good place, he feels like he can bring it back up again. Uh-oh. So he's like, I really would like, in the next house, I'd really like a fish room. I'm like, that's not fucking happening. There's no fish room. Unless it's like a basement. And then I don't care what happens down there. He can have all the aquariums he wants.
Why didn't he go into like marine biology or whatever?
Well, interesting that you say that.
Oh boy.
He worked at SeaWorld. For a year and a half when he was 18, mm-hmm. which is why we should probably do it now. But there, we have a news story today, which is, I think, SeaWorld related.
Well, I do want to say that I would have given anything to have like hot Scott at SeaWorld, like in the late 90s. I'd be like, I don't know. I just feel like going to SeaWorld like every week. Like there's just like a super hot guy working at SeaWorld. Female dolphins apparently have pleasure sex organs, which we're just as, I mean, we're going to assume that's the clitoris.
Yeah.
It is. Oh. It is. And what's exciting about that is that that's one of only a few animals in the entire planet of animal tree that has a clitoris and a pleasure center.
They also have big dicks, dolphins.
Big dicks. that's the reason to
go to SeaWorld. I mean, we hear that all the time. Like, that guy had a dolphin dick. I hope he has a dolphin dick.
Flipper!
Bring your big dick, Flipper! Get your big dick over here, Flipper!
Oh, yeah! Well, I'm a Flipper dick!
Okay, so first of all, one of Scott's... Okay, so it wasn't his job, but he worked for this company, I guess, called Freeze Frame. So what would happen is they worked in conjunction with SeaWorld, so he would take pictures of people swimming with dolphins, and then he would sell the pictures.
That old chestnut.
To like a dolphin porn site?
No, like you go in the tank, you swim with the dolphin, you want to like commemorate.
That's literally the only thing people do when they swim with dolphins. Yes. All they care about is the one moment with the photo. They don't even care about the dolphin. They're just like, how do I look? And they're like, you know.
Well, what Scott told me is he said, all right, so the coworker said, you got to keep an eye on the huggers. Ugh. That's what they call them at SeaWorld, the huggers. And I'm like, what the fuck are huggers? He goes, yeah. He goes, those are the guys that they will touch the dolphins inappropriately and sometimes like jack them off.
Oh my
God. The male dolphins. Or are they fingering the female dolphins?
Because they have a clitoris.
They could be doing both. Right. I don't know. So he said you can buy sardines. The huggers would buy sardines for $5 and they would feed the dolphins. And at that point, they would also kind of cop a feel.
That is horrendous.
I mean, I will say we still am with dolphins, even though we know it's horrific and wrong and they're rotting basically and whatever. And we were fine with it. We were in Cancun. And they did take us to and then they had this part where you could go like basically go take a picture with like a sea lion or walrus. What was it?
I was a sea lion.
And I'm going to say Julie was a hugger of the sea lion. I'm not going to lie. She was clinging on.
Sorry,
clinging on. Five-stage clinger.
I fingered the sea lion. All right.
Just I was like, reached Jesus, out. Give the sea lion some room.
I will hug whatever animal is. I will.
I know.
I don't care. I will do it.
A monkey, though. I'm afraid of monkeys.
I will do it with a monkey.
I'm not going to
I've been bit.
Hug monkeys.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they
will. Oh, I will.
But dolphins, which interesting, they have sex for pleasure, not just procreation. And
which
they
is
have
great.
Their dolphins are horny. They have sex all the time. Mm. And then dolphin sex, what I read, it doesn't last very long. It's like 10 seconds. And the male dolphin can ejaculate multiple times per hour. So I've come to the conclusion that I'm half dolphin.
10 seconds? Yeah, well, we heard about your dolphin dick.
Don't you know there's that whole group of people who claim they've been sexually assaulted by dolphins? They claim it's a real thing that, like...
Is that Alyssa to get out of work? Is that her next excuse?
I'm so traumatized. I just...
Just so you know, everyone got COVID at the same time, but Alyssa's symptoms are lingering so she could work at
Listen,
home.
Listen, bitch.
We all know
still
you're
am
racket.
Coughing. I am still
so am
buggery.
I.
Yeah, high but five, I'm
Alyssa.
Not going to be in the office for 8 hours around Jameson.
Yeah,
that's
I have to
gross.
Work with her all
right,
day.
At what point do we hear about your dolphin trauma
bitch.
Story?
Tomorrow when I'm back in the studio with you all day.
There I was. Trying to surf.
I haven't been in the ocean surf. Since.
I went out into the ocean to surf. And a pack of dolphins came up to me.
Gang dolphin.
I got gang dolphin. I can't ever go in the water again.
I mean, when we were in Cancun, it was like, you never want to have the pregnant lady. Right, Jameson? That's like the thing, too. It's like, God forbid you got the pregnant, because they have to go around.
Is it hormones or something? What? Do they dolphins
the pheromone,
smell it?
Yeah, they smell you.
They smell the pregnancy?
They smell it because of your vagina.
Yeah, you're just
juices.
Leeching off the wop. Now,
wow.
This dolphin story about the female sex organs, though, made me think, like, we're always assuming it's the boy dolphin.
Right.
But now I'm thinking the women, the girl dolphins are horny and lurking up
too. Which is great.
They're like chumps. Women are just as horny as the men.
Yeah.
I need some too.
When I was working on a cruise ship in the dock in Bermuda, they had a dolphin. So I went to see it like every
week.
Did
you hug it?
I didn't hug it, but I'd ask the trainer. I was like, so like, what do you do? They're like, well, you know, when the dolphin, I was like, how do you procreate the dolphins or whatever you do? And she's like, well, the dolphin lets us know when it's ready. Oh. And then we extract the semen.
Oh my
I was like,
oh.
How do you? Just, how does a dolphin let you
know?
Who does
that job?
Scott at Freeze Frame. It's the other branch of Freeze Frame. Ugh.
I think sometimes if the dolphins are really, really horny, do they masturbate the dolphins?
Well, they, in That's order what's... to...
We're going
to
get canceled, by the way. We all love animals here. We're all just, you know, we're just...
But this, the fact
this
that...
is a real thing.
I'm pro-dolphin exactly. pleasure, not assault.
Right, right.
I think this woman could tell that I thought it was sus that this dolphin was in this enclosure. So I was asking questions, like PETA-like questions.
Yeah, she's like, we got a guy lingering around asking us questions
like,
and
no,
he's FBI.
It speaks to us and then we...
Oh, it speaks to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we bring them together.
Or they thought you were a hugger and they called Scott. Freeze Frame.
Well, speaking of gang dolphins, Shane, you've got a third date, right? Oh. On
Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about this, ladies. What I appreciate is that the guy doesn't just want you for your wagon.
I appreciate that too.
He actually took you to dinner.
Yeah.
And then so you've had two dates with him?
Yeah.
And he's picked up the tab both times?
Yeah, like nice legit places.
Great. And now let me ask you this. It's now third dates coming up and he wants to do a day date like Runyon or Getty.
Mm. Cute.
What do you think about that on a third date?
It seems like a lot. It seems like early to invest a whole day.
Does he?
Why don't you go to
SeaWorld? Yeah,
that sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
And swim with the dolphins.
You could start late afternoon. I mean, the good news is you can be seen in any light. You're still
right.
So angelic.
Good point.
You don't need to avoid and hover in dark areas.
Yeah.
So, and you want to see him in the light.
That's true.
Right. Brandy and I, we look up on the weather app when sundown. Okay, I can see you at 5:17.
Yes, exactly.
Right after the sun goes
push
down.
Push the date. Yeah. Just until after the sun sets.
Possibly. I cannot see you till after 7. I'm so sorry. It's just daytime, you know.
I mean, that sounds nice. Do you like him?
Yeah. I don't know. I have Sundays like my only day to myself, and do I want to spend it all day with someone else?
Right. You also need to be able to drink, so it can't be.
Right.
They're not serving drinks at Runyon.
yeah. My hiking might not be the.
That's the
and
other
that's
thing.
Not
You're
cute.
Not that athletic.
I'm not athletic. I do
and
not want to do the hike.
So he's like, bro, let's go Runyon. Just like, let me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so red. I'm going to be sweaty.
Yeah, no, you're not maybe in shape.
I'm too hungover.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to be hiking.
For sure.
You should go to the Hollywood Reservoir because it's all flat. And you just
Lake
around.
Hollywood.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Just a walk.
And you can walk around it in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But you can't drink. Why don't you just go to brunch?
And you don't have to sweat.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the bathroom situation, obviously, is porta potties.
It's 30 minutes. I'll go before.
Okay. Yeah. Not everyone can hold it.
I didn't even think about the bathroom situation.
I never considered
it. First thing I think about, always.
I think about parking. Mm. That's what I think about. Well, okay, so are you going to do the day date? But see, here's the thing. I worry about you like hiking and sweating.
I'm not doing
turning
running,
red, and doing all that.
Definitely not.
What about the Getty? That seems boring.
I've never done that.
You have to get
it's
on
really
that
boring,
tram,
and it's a lot of small talk.
Intimacy, yeah.
It seems like
and
a
then you're gonna
big
be like,
investment.
Oh, this painting.
Yeah, no. And then you're just gonna sound stupid because you're not gonna know anything about the paintings.
Yeah.
But you could just text me.
Like, oh, this is a wonderful Modigliani.
I love this Nagel. Patrick Nagel.
This isn't modern art at all. Do you like going to museum-y type places?
Yeah. I'm just worried about the time investment.
I don't know.
And looking
there's a lot of talking.
That doesn't sound, Yeah.
Especially at the Getty, because you have to get on that long.
Yeah, it's too long of a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? You're a captive audience, because you have to get on that monorail.
Yeah.
It is a 2 to 3 hour commitment. It's not like, hey, let's go.
Let's leave.
Yeah, no. And then you got to wait like for the tram and the whole thing. Uh-uh. Mm. I'm saying no to Runyon, no to Getty. What I'm saying yes to is high tops.
High tops.
That's what I want. That's what we've been doing, like things like that. But
that's
it sounds
what you
like
need
he
to
wants
do.
A little... You know, more time or more.
Then why don't
activity
you do like
or...
do the Abbey brunch and look, you know, and look at like, you know, the drag brunch. It might be a slightly corn, but or like
Hamburger
it's
Mary's.
Fun.
Hamburger Mary's. Go to Skirball. Look at the Jewish exhibit. That'll be fun for you guys. Go to a fish store and look at aquariums.
Have
I'd rather do that than do the, than go to the Getty.
Yeah, that's
well,
a big
good.
Thing.
Good, you found your match.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott can give you guys a tour of scales and tails. And you can go pick out a few.
That's the one that's in Burbank.
bubble trouts or whatever they're called.
Bubble guppies.
Oh, sorry.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We are back with comedians Brandi Howard, Julie Goldman, and Shane Douglas. Do we have an American Idol, Jeff Lewis Live Idol performance tomorrow?
Potentially.
Okay, good. I'm excited for that.
All right, then yes.
Okay, good.
You don't need any time to prepare?
I'll do it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm a professional.
That's right.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. girls, I did want to ask you, are you available Thursday night? Because we are a few of us, just a very small, select group of people, are going to be taking Leah Black out to dinner before she leaves on Sunday. Are you available on Thursday? I'm thinking El Capadre. Because that worked out so well for us last time, right in front of the stage.
I had a wonderful dinner then when we went to El Compadre.
Loved it.
I have to say I've been craving El Compadre.
How good
since
was it?
I got COVID.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get COVID.
Well, here's your chance on Thursday night.
Right. I know we're waiting.
Are you available?
We are available.
Maybe you guys could call and say you're on your way. And then text me
and say,
parking. We'll be in the restaurant any minute.
I know that we got this separated is what, we're just going to keep waiting until that happens again. And I want you to know it definitely will. So nobody needs to worry that's never going to happen again, because it absolutely is going to happen again.
A quick question for you, Brandi.
Yes.
Okay. I've been saying Happy New Year. All right.
Yes.
Is today the 11th or the 12th?
12th.
Okay. I've been saying Happy New Year. On Monday the 10th. It was the last time I have said to my neighbor when I was walking, Happy New Year. How long do I say Happy New Year, or at what point does it become redundant?
Well, we have T-shirts that people buy on our website, and we send a handwritten note, and we name each year. This year we called Do You 22. I will say Happy Do You 22 until December 30th of this year on the note.
Okay.
Last year, or Money 20. Which I then turned into COVID 20. Wow. That whole year, I wrote Happy COVID 20.
So you said the whole year. You say Happy New Year basically the whole year.
At least in that note. Yeah. I mean, okay.
On the note,
listen.
Interpersonally, I think that I would stop saying it when January's over.
Okay. So I can say it through the end of the month. What do you think, Jameson?
So. I think if you're only saying it to someone you're seeing for the first time
right.
since New Year's begun.
No, I'm not saying it repeatedly to the same neighbor.
Happy New Year, Jameson.
Thank you, I thought he was.
You've already wished that to me. Yeah, I guess I think the end of January is pushing it. Maybe I'll give it one more week.
I'd love to ask Alyssa, but she's not in the studio. She's at home with COVID symptoms.
God.
All right, Alyssa, from your home in Pasadena, how long?
Beautiful. Thank you.
It is beautiful. How long do I say Happy New Year?
I think you see the person and that's it, but only till January, and then that's it.
Alyssa, do you
stop saying it every day to the lady at the desk? That's why she's so annoyed with you.
That's true. And by the way, now
she's so tired
of
you.
I purposely go out of my way because you know there's all kinds of different people that work there. So this morning, I was like, "Hey, good morning," and she's like, "She goes, hi." I'm like, "How are you?" She goes, "I'm good. How are you?" And so
I
was disappointed because I wanted to be like, "Oh my, you know, my corns hurting and my
corns.
I've got to go to the dentist.
I have cramps.
My wisdom teeth are coming in." I mean, I love it. The negative shit makes me laugh.
Yeah,
but I didn't get negative. I got real up and happy today.
Oh, well, things couldn't be better. I hate when people, when I say, like, how are you? And someone's like, I'm amazing. I'm like, well, go fuck yourself. And never stop, okay?
It is true. It
literally
is true.
I'm amazing.
Because you know
you're
they're
amazing.
Right, no one's amazing.
No. Oh, really? Oh, I have nothing to complain about. Get the fuck. I have everything to complain about. You have not one thing to complain about. Not one thing you couldn't complain. The hell is your mouth?
There's a movement of people who feel very passionate that when someone asks them how they are, they genuinely give an answer whether they are well or not.
Oh,
well.
Okay, mate, let's try that then. So this morning it would have gone like, okay, so Brandy, you be the girl at the desk.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I just got my MRI back, and it looks like I have a disc bulge two discs down from where I had my neck my neck vertebra replaced. How are you doing?
Well, I'm still working at this job. I was 15 minutes late. A fucking parking guy. The thing wouldn't go up. My scanner wasn't working in the elevator, but you know.
And I just took Plan B. So, anyway.
Because she swam with the dolphins yesterday? Oh, speaking of which, Scott just texted me. He must be listening live.
Hey, Scott.
I want to go to the reptile show in Pomona on the 22nd. I wrote, have fun, hugger. I'm not fucking going to the reptile show. When did that start?
I don't like reptiles.
How did we go from fish to reptiles?
Fish are not reptiles.
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, I have to say, Fishapalooza in Long Beach to reptile show
in Pomona.
We're getting too gamey.
I want to go to the crystal meth show out in San Bernardino.
Didn't we drive to Pomona for that Christmas thing? It took forever.
It was forever.
I'm not driving an hour and 15 minutes to go to the reptile show.
Scott, I'll call you. I will go.
Julie is now Googling reptiles. I see weird like
reptile show in Pomona.
No, it really is.
It's for real.
I know he's for real. I know that's not a joke.
It reminds me of things you see when you're innocently walking in Cabo and you're like, whoa!
You know, how many times are you going to bring up that you guys went to Cabo? I get it.
It was Cancun the first time.
Yeah, it was Cancun. Shane, we've been all over Mexico, okay? So, and I also Costa Rica. Okay, Central America as well.
There's the one place we haven't been to, Shane.
So yesterday, after we picked up Monroe Lewis, you know, and I have a strange sense of humor, but my kid gets it. So we were talking about the bubble guppies and the whole thing. And then she's like, Daddy, we were going over Laurel Canyon. Nothing I can do here. But she's like, Daddy, I'm really thirsty. I said, well, I don't have any. Daddy, I'm really thirsty. I'm on Laurel Canyon. It's like where am I gonna stop? So I was joking and I said, well, do you feel like milk? Because I can pull over and breastfeed you. And she's like, ew, no, Daddy. Okay, so meanwhile, we're on hold with Dr. Wong's office because I was trying to get the results of my MRI. So we're on hold. So she's like, ew, Daddy. And I'm like, Shane, are you thirsty? You want me to pull over and breastfeed you? And he's like, I don't want your breast milk. It's disgusting. And then right around the same time, hi, this is Maya. Maya heard the, you want me to pull over and breastfeed you? I don't want your milk. That's disgusting. So we were
from a grown man.
So we were so mortified.
From two men's voices.
We were so mortified that Shane literally is like, I am never going back to Dr. Wong's office. I'm totally fucking humiliated. We have to find you another surgeon.
I know all those girls like at the office. Like I call them like, hey, Shane, how are you? Happy? Like we talk, like I know them. That's so embarrassing.
Also your voice, I mean, not for nothing, very distinguishable. Like definitely heard like, gross. Yeah. I don't know your breast milk. Shout out breast milk. Hey, Maya.
But it was funny, like right when he was freaking out, hi, this is Maya. And then Maya, it was really awkward, right?
It was really awkward.
Awkward was like, it was like long pauses, like she almost like she thought it was a prank call.
She was like, was I supposed to hear that?
Yeah, like I think she thought we were like punking her or something.
Yeah.
Shane, okay, so then, are you okay?
All right, so then here's the other thing when I called Dr. Wong's office, which I think is really weird. So, you know, you get like the main number and then you have to dial the extension of the person you need to speak to. So we did whatever, 102 for Maya. So they said, please wait while we try your extension. And then there's this weird sound that sounds like, I think it's supposed to sound like someone's typing, but this is what it sounds like. Now, what are you thinking
exactly
about when you hear that?
Exactly what it sounds like.
Okay, do it again.
That. Oh, you're on hold. Oh, it's so good.
Seriously, like a dolphin.
Yeah, just another minute. Do you like what you see?
Isn't that disgusting? Because I,
no.
Right, we were thinking
why
the same
play
thing.
That?
Why wow. are they doing that?
They
it does not sound like typing.
No. They do it at like AT&T or DirecTV too.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And that's like, and also, we know you're not, no one's there inputting.
I know you're a computer bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not stupid.
You're not fooling me.
None of it's real.
A real voice.
Right. No.
But isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
That's and you know like, what? You know what you should say? Representative. Because every time, representative, yeah. Representative, representative. Well, just tell me where you're going. Representative. But are you here for your cell phone, your mobile phone, or your... representative, bitch.
Representative.
All right, now, can we please do the story of the terminally ill dwarf? I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, I'm happy that you... I mean, the headline does say terminally ill dwarf.
Yes.
Wants to get famous before she dies with help of 6-foot-tall boyfriend. Are we allowed to say dwarf?
I think we can say dwarf.
I mean,
oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't say it, but it was in the headline, so I mean, I feel like that.
Maybe we'll say little, because we're so inclusive here. I want to say we'll call it little person.
Yeah, I think that's what we're supposed to
not
say.
Not yet. We'll call her, sorry.
Yeah.
We'll call her a little person.
Corey Maguire. I think this story is from, or it's from Scotland. So maybe in Scotland... they play the Oompa Loompa theme and call them dwarfs. So she has scoliosis. She has something called achondroplasia.
Achondroplasia.
Oh, excuse you.
Oh, what's that?
Oh.
Whoa,
you know, I watch
that?
All those TLC shows. It's a form of dwarfism. It's just one of the reasons.
Where her tiny arms and legs can't support her full size head and is it neck? There's something else, full size. I don't want to say
torso.
Is Megan doing the news?
Torso.
Usually
yeah,
it's
yeah,
torso.
Absolutely.
It's usually
well,
the torso.
Well, I wasn't sure, familiar with achondroplasia.
Yeah, head and torso are normal
size.
So she is, I guess, scoliosis. I didn't realize that eventually does kill you.
I have scoliosis, so that's unfortunate to hear.
Are you going to try and get famous on TikTok with your 6-foot-tall boyfriend?
Sure I am.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
She's already six,
she's
too.
3 feet tall. He's 6 feet tall. Am I fascinated to watch them have sex? I don't know, but I'm very interested in what they do.
She can't walk.
There's no way. There's
she
no
wears...
way.
You know what it is? It's lift and fuck. It is lift and
it's
fuck.
It's a spinner.
Yep.
Sit and spin.
Like, he's probably a little bit of a deviant, that guy. Don't you think?
Yeah, because she's not just a little person.
Allegedly.
She's also horribly sick.
Yeah, she wears, you know, like adult diapers. And
see, people are into that.
He has to really take care of every single bit of her needs. He's younger than her. They met when he was 17, so she's a little bit of a deviant, too.
Ooh.
She likes that young dolphin meat.
She's a... Okay, this is going south really fast.
Well, I mean, listen, she wants to bring awareness to her condition on TikTok.
She wants to be famous.
Yes.
I think she should come on Jeff Lewis Live.
That would be amazing.
She would love it.
I'm happy to have her.
You can call her in Scotland.
Shane, you'll have to change your diapers while she's here.
Can we invite her partner? Maybe.
Now, I mean, listen, he's not bad looking.
No, he's not.
And they met on a dating website. What dating website is this? I mean, Jameson, you're the achondroplasia expert here. Like, do they have...
I'm the dating website expert.
I don't know.
Do they have, like, little people specific...
There must be.
I think it's inspiring. when like something, you know, you'll find love. Everyone can find love right out there,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I always thought the girl that got with Mini-Me, like Vern Troyer, that was always very fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, you're interested too.
Well, because looks
I've never seen little person porn, but I'm open.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
I don't think I have you?
I'll ask Doug. He probably belongs to that subscription.
I think I might have. Yeah, I think I have. Yeah.
The thing with this girl is that she does have the full size head and torso, and she's giving you, you know, a woman effect in the face. Vern Troyer, to me, with all due, he was giving a baby effect, like his vibe.
You know who's that one hot little person that
we saw?
Megan wants to
the actor
that Megan wants to fuck.
The
Dinklage,
actor
Peter Dinklage.
Yes, I think he has a big dolphin dick.
He might.
Yeah.
I think he does.
Because I think that, you know, they just, their legs are shorter, but I think they're, his
the
dick
torso,
must look really big compared to his
the
legs.
The torso and the head is normal size.
I bet he's got a normal size dick.
He's like a tripod.
Yeah. He's handsome.
One of the guys from the show, we saw driving and I damn near died. The guy looks like Richard Gere. That guy. Is he still alive, Jameson? You watch all the shows.
That's the man.
On TLC.
He's the farm. They have the fun.
Oh,
they got divorced.
People, big world.
He's very handsome.
Yeah, they're good looking. They have good looking. Yeah,
I will tell you.
I saw him driving almost shit.
Yeah. The little person that I saw, we saw in Gucci, was stunningly gorgeous,
yeah.
And like her whole body was like in proportion. So she just looked like somebody shrunk her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like she was stunningly beautiful. She's that girl. Was American Horror Story?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she was that actress. Yes.
Oh yeah, Jyoti.
She's stunning in person. I couldn't stop staring. You had to keep pulling my arm.
You were like, Shane, take a picture.
Okay. I know.
I won't do that. Let's go, please.
You know, little people have kids and normal lives just like you and me. Well, like me, not like you. But
oh, you have a normal life?
You have kids and a normal life?
I'm saying.
With your IBS and, yeah.
I'm sure.
And your clown school.
I'm
that's
sure
a real normal life. And if this, when what, nerd group?
My
yeah, right.
is obviously things are working as they do with an average person.
There used to be this urban legend. Shouldn't say this because I don't, I really, well, whatever, that there was like a magical world where all the little people lived and that's where they all were. Cause you'd be like, where are they? You know what I mean? You don't really see them that often. So there was like this magical world where they all lived as urban legend. And then when I moved to Burbank, I was like, I think it's Burbank because there are a lot of them around Burbank.
Oh, because of the studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember like when I first moved there, I was at like Rite Aid and I saw one on a payphone and I was like, hot. When have you even seen a payphone recently?
Wow.
And then you've got a little person on a payphone and I have one that lives on my street and I'm like, you know, I feel like Burbank is the magical land.
Okay, so can we do another story? One more story?
Yeah.
I don't want to, but we can. Okay, what?
All right, let's
do?
Not. Let's
which
not. One? You know what we're going to do? I just want to let you know that I went out last night. I went with Andrew Freund and Shane. We went to the Scream screening.
Ooh.
And I'm a Scream fan, and I loved it. I have to say, I loved it. And I have severe ADD, and I was completely transfixed for 2 hours.
Wow.
And the thing is that I wasn't so concerned about a crowded theater because I have the antibodies, but the way they did it, it was only like 15% of capacity. They really spread everybody apart. Mm. And so I went into this, have you been to these Dolby theaters?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the recliners?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. But then they like move and shake. So like
I thought that was you doing that.
I thought that was you too. But no, what happened is like, so I first noticed somebody like was thrown off a staircase and they landed hard on the ground. And then my whole seat shook.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, I haven't been
and
to
I was
that.
Like, yeah. And then I started noticing when they were in the fight scenes, my seat was shaking.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah. And then honestly,
that is so cool.
Do you remember that sex scene? I actually felt like I was having sex.
I got penetrated. I was sitting there and something literally
I thought it was a dolphin.
Me.
I thought it was a dolphin.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was the Dolby Theater.
I had no...
Did you guys have... Do you like to have popcorn while you watch movies? Or no? That's like...
We vulgar. Didn't have time because we only had 13 minutes before the movie started, so yeah. We didn't get anything to eat. I do like popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, for you...
Me.
There is a lesbian scene.
Oh. Thank God. I can't go to a movie if it doesn't have a lesbian scene. I can't possibly go on.
It's like Leah.
I'm so excited to tell you.
Are we like what? It's like a hardcore pussy eating scene or
no,
what?
No. It's very light. Very light, light, light.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's light lesbian.
Right. It's just like they're both hot.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, what? What are we talking
just some
about?
Kissing.
Oh,
just
we really
kissing.
Need
there
to
was some
Ned
flirting
Campbell.
And then some kissing.
Right.
Well, I didn't feel that though in the seat.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't feel that.
You guys felt nothing. You guys felt nothing. I felt
nothing.
Dead inside.
Exactly.
I felt the seat almost was just like annoying me. It was like, it just became like the seat
and
was irritating.
Yeah, no one feels anything generally. No one does. That's why it's not much.
Now, you think there was one hot guy?
Yeah.
Do you think, okay, is it the lead's boyfriend that was hot? Who do you think was hot? I meant to ask you.
The twin? It was the girl that had the guy twin.
Oh, you thought he was hot?
You did it?
No. Such, we have different
He's
types.
Handsome.
See, we have different types.
Who did you think was hot?
Okay, you know the lead? The girl that came back for her sister, whatever?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend. You didn't think he was hot?
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, we have different types.
Was it the original cast? Like the original screen people?
Some of the original.
Ooh.
And I will say there are a lot of plot twists.
Ooh.
There's surprises.
Ooh.
There's a couple of surprise deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I thought it was good. Like
it was good.
Yeah. I mean,
it was.
It moved.
Juicy.
I thought it was funny. There was like gore and blood and a lot of people died.
So
I liked
you
it.
You liked the original Scream, all of them. Because those are funny and fun.
Yeah,
and
but I have
scary.
To say I do miss Jamie Kennedy in them.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they bring Jamie Kennedy? Oh, because he died.
Well, and he also looks homeless. He needs to clean up. I think, I keep telling him this, I think he'll book way more jobs if he cleaned up.
What are we dealing with? What? I don't think I've seen a picture of him.
Well, we'll show you a picture.
Jeff mentions it every time.
Yeah. I know, we never
He's not listening to me.
Does he have BO?
I wouldn't, no. He doesn't smell bad, but he doesn't smell good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He smells like skin.
Like he took a shower probably yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. I love you. I like how you monitor. Whoa. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he could book.
See, he's cute underneath all that. That's
maybe he's trying to go for like Duck Dynasty slash.
Well, how many roles are those?
I don't know.
He could easily get a man who's been in prison for 22
yep.
years.
Yep.
A man who got lost in the wilderness as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of bomber or killer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think there's lots of things for him with that look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why he couldn't be in Scream. Simply like.
Because. I mean, they're all pretty attractive.
She died,
right?
Girl. Yeah.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
he
but
died
then,
in, he died in, I think it was the second one, but then he came back in like a video in the third.
Yeah, I mean, we could have thought he was dead, but instead he was living off the land somewhere in a burned out van.
Now, that Neve Campbell is, I think she's very attractive, and she has aged well.
Yeah.
She looks good. Now, Courtney, you know, Cox, like, you can tell like she's had some work. Like she's, but I think she's well preserved. I mean, you know, she's 57. She looks damn good.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shane.
No, I'm saying too. I think she looks, she's very attractive.
There was a minute where she went like off the deep end with her work, and then she really pulled it back.
A lot better
than happy.
I think it was filler. She had it dissolved. I think it was filler. She had it all dissolved. She looks good.
Mm-hmm. A lot better than who?
Her Cougar Town time. That was when she
right. That was when. I'm so happy she pulled it back because she's so pretty. She doesn't need all of that. I think she had the bone structure to age like well. And like, I love Courtney Cox. Love. Mm-hmm. And Neve Campbell's totally frozen in time. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad it's good. And that Jeff didn't give away the ending like he always does.
I know. I've been very conscious of it. Well, then they do this before they screen it. They had Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox like basically tell us.
Let others
don't,
enjoy the movie.
Yeah, don't ruin it for them. Jeff Lewis. I mean, they might as well have said Jeff Lewis because it was pretty much, they made it look like they were talking to the whole theater, but I knew they were talking to me.
And your chair was like shaking.
Yeah.
Like, it's you. There was a voice here. This is for you, Dick.
This is only for Jeff Lewis.
Now, Brandy, do you feel like, I think in life, you probably are a perfect example of pretty privilege. So people do things for you. They give you things. You like, you know, you always get seated before everyone else. You get, you know, because of what you look like. Do you find that the masks are like, it's
they hinder my pretty privilege.
It's basically leveling the playing field where everyone else now, it's like I'm being treated like everyone else.
Well, there was a point where if I wear sunglasses and a mask, I'm still getting carded, and then I feel good. Because I'm basically just covering up my whole entire face, and they don't see anything. And then I get carded, and now I'm like, now I'm screwing other people over. But yeah, I feel like the mask is, it's, I am thinking people are hot, and they take it down, and whoa, I thought that was
false
wrong.
Advertising.
Yeah, wow, I really.
For ugly people, the masks are great. But for us, it's been a problem.
People with really, really pretty eyes and weak chins or
weird
teeth.
I don't get discounts anymore. I don't get free shit. I don't get to cut the line. I get nothing.
No.
I get nothing. And by the way, that mask is giving me acne.
so bad for my skin.
So bad. I'm so sick of it. I don't want to wear it anymore. It's,
and now it's not worth it. I know that more than we did.
I know that it protects me from COVID, but I don't want zits.
Well, it protects antibodies. You and other people.
Oh, yeah. That,
but
that
I get
too.
Acne if I wear it, so I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, the you greater are, good, you know, humanity.
We're done with the mask.
I know,
now.
But acne.
Yeah. Right.
Ugh, I'm so sick of it. And I'm not even a there's no even privilege here. Everyone thinks I'm a man
Julie
anyway.
Now they really think she's a man.
Oh my God. You know,
that whole
I mean,
thing.
I couldn't
can't
even
see your feminine lips. They were like, oh, it's a dude.
That's right. And even if I put the mask down, they're still like, what, sir?
I mean, I'm excited for you to see that lesbian scene.
Okay. Well, I want to see this movie now.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
I really want to see it now.
And it's only 2 hours.
I'll get back to you and let you know what my rating is on the lesbian scene.
Okay.
I was curious why 13 minutes wasn't enough time to get popcorn.
That's a good question.
I could have
Jeff's
1 minute.
Jeff's like, we only have 13 minutes. Let's get in there. And Shane's like, God, I just...
If there was a bar, I would have gotten there, for sure. And I kept talking about the Sherman Oaks one, because I love that Sherman Oaks theater, because it's a bar. You can grab a drink. You can take it inside. It's amazing.
Andrew was like, we have to get there at 4:30. I'm going to get there at 4:30. Can I pick you up? And we were like... We swooped in at like 4:50. You know,
yeah.
Did the movie experience make you feel like you want to now go to the movies again or no?
I liked it because it was only 15% capacity. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I had space. Yep. I felt like I could breathe. I don't know if I'm ready for a crowded. But even before COVID, I don't like crowds, period. And I find myself like looking at the exits. Okay, if there's a fire, there's this or that. And I thought we were far from the exit, which was making me a little uncomfortable. I mean, I like an exit strategy.
I do too, and I hate crowds.
Were you guys sitting together though, or did you use the excuse to be like Shane? You're like, I'm going to sit 4 seats away since we're all supposed to be distant.
COVID.
No, but you were getting pissed at me because I kept elbowing him when something was going to happen, and I was like, and I would elbow him.
And I'm like, I'm watching it too. Like, I know that something's happening.
You know what? Is this your guys' first movie date? Like, since you guys have started, is this your first? Because the movies, that's like a whole thing. Like, even with my mom would always be like,
it was like a father son thing.
Like, I'd go, Mom, like, what's happening? And she'd be like, I'm watching the same movie as you. I don't know. And, like, she'd get offended that I was asking her that. But, like, going to the movies is a thing. Like, so this is the first time, and now you know Jeff's annoying in a movie, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Especially if I forget my glasses.
Yeah.
And it's I like, can't tell which one's Ghostface. Like,
who's that?
Which one's that? Is that the killer? But my glasses are so ugly. The ones that I have, my driving glasses are the ones that I would have to bring.
They're so bad.
They're so ugly. I was like, I'd rather be blind and not see the movie than wear those glasses. Mm. Don't forget to check out Dumb Gay Politics, new eps weekly. It's Brandy and Julie's podcast. You also have a second podcast on Patreon.
Patreon.com/dumbgaypolitics. It's no politics. It's just... us, like, you know, doing whippets and weird stuff.
Love.
So it's you have two different podcasts, and they're both new eps weekly, correct?
Yeah, we That's do great. Two Patreon podcasts a week, brand new. So we do three podcasts a week.
I guess we don't have any time for calls today. Oh. I'm really sorry. I know you wanted to take those calls. Oh, we had a hugger on the line, too. It's too bad. Please call us back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you ladies on Thursday, maybe, if you show up.
Fingers crossed.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.